Welcome to the Get Trauma Informed podcast, dedicated to unraveling the complexities of trauma, its pervasive impact, and the journey towards holistic recovery and realignment. If your radiance has ever felt muted, like I and thousands of others, you're in the right place to reignite your inner light. I'm your host, Wellness Coach Liz Blanding, and this is the Get Trauma Informed podcast. Well, on today's episode, I have a very, very, very special guest that I'm going to share with you all today. Oh my goodness, you all, I can't say enough about Coach Michael Bart Matthews, my mentor, my coach, my business partner, my brother, my friend. Oh my goodness. I guess you would say my partner. I wouldn't say crime, my partner in creating. How are you today?
I am fantastic and wonderfully made. And thank you for inviting me here. And it's a plum pleasing pleasure to be here sitting at your side.
I appreciate you so much. Before we get into the conversation of Get Trauma Informed, let's let you know who Coach Michael Bart Matthews is. And I'm not going to do him justice. I'm going to give you a couple of little tidbits, and then you can, I'm going to toss the ball over to you, and then you can take it away from there. But Michael Bart Matthews is a successful entrepreneur and investor. I'm talking inventor because, you know, he helps with the soothing salve. So let me slow down a little bit because I'm all excited, you all. Because when you are in the presence of greatness, sometimes, you know, your excitement just overwhelms you. And I am in the presence of greatness today, sir. So he is an investor. He's a published author, a financial education coach, a celebrity interviewer, and an international speaker. And I'm going to toss the ball into your court because there are pages and pages and pages of your bio, but I'll give you an opportunity to sum it up before we get into the conversation.
Well, thank you, Dr. Liz, and thank you for that edification. And it's a wonderful thing when people say good things about you. So as I speak about myself and my wife, I am not trying to impress you, but I am trying to impress upon you that success leaves clues. And in order for me to be sitting here, I have to have a hero's journey of where I came from to how I got here today. So just a couple of bullet points so we can get on with the show. I'm also a published author of several books. I'm a manuscript development specialist, and Dr. Liz has a book out. She's in several of my books. One is a best-selling book and a new book release, which made her a international good-selling author from that book project as well. And lastly, I'm married to my wife of 26 years, and she's also my/our Dr. Liz's business partner as well. And she keeps us on track with the left brain, where Dr. Liz and I stay creative in the right brain, and we just keep it moving.
Absolutely, absolutely. So with that being said, our first question is, what does Get Trauma Informed mean to you?
Well, you mind if I just share a quick story about the three people that's living in our human body at one time that some people may not realize they have to answer this particular question?
Yeah, share, please.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's three parts of who we are. As I'm sitting here today, there's three of me in me and three of you in you. So let me explain what I meant by that. There's a child portion of you, there's an adolescent portion of you, and there's an adult portion of you that operates 24 hours, 7 days a week. The question is, which one of those three are in charge and in control? Now, relating back to the question, most of our trauma-informed issues happened when we were in phase number one, during our childhood. But they can happen in our adolescence, which my story starts in the adolescence with my trauma-informed that I can share a little bit later. And some happens in the adult stage. But to be informed about trauma, meaning it's not your fault, can help you relieve some of those 100-pound baggage blockers that we carry around, because we are not informed that it's not that we're crazy, it's just trauma, but we don't know it.
I love that. I love what you just said. It is just trauma that we don't know. And that's what the Get Trauma Informed podcast is all about. It's about bringing awareness, and it's about us being, understanding that, there are ways and there's modalities and there's coaching and there's other ways for us to be able to work through our trauma. But the first point is to become aware, not just for ourselves, but to also inform others as we are working through and working with other people so that we can have the best outcome. So thank you for sharing that. One of the things that we wanted to discuss today in our conversation was relationship capital and also how that relates to trauma. Coach Mike and I and his beautiful wife, Robbie, we built such an amazing relationship together by getting to know one another well, by working together on various projects, by learning that it was okay for us to be transparent and for us to be ourselves with one another. And I think that's a phenomenal space coming from a place where I was, working through a lot of trauma. And Coach Mike was so instrumental at allowing me to let down a lot of my and to put down a lot of my emotional weight, and to be able to put that wall down and to establish a very trusting relationship. And, I'm forever grateful for that.
Well, thank you. It was a wonderful spiritual, universal connection that we had from day one. And even though I didn't know you, I was introduced to you by another corporate person who was saying good things about you and your cousin. And I said I had to meet you too. And you wanted to write a book, so therefore we formed a business relationship. And through the business relationship, we started forming a get to know you relationship. Then through that relationship, it moved further to get to trust your relationship. And then from that relationship, it went to get to like you. So we built a know, like, and trust relationship that allows you to be in a safe space. When I say you, I mean everybody, including me. It allows you to be in a safe space where things that you may not know about you, if people are really interested in your well-being and your overall health and success, they will notice certain things. And depending on their level of experience and expertise, they know how not to, I'll use the word triggers, to trigger you off to go back into a trauma-related issue, especially after finding out. Now, if you don't know and you're not trauma-informed, because that's the title, if you're not trauma-informed, a mental mistake can happen. But for those who are trauma-informed, the word is not to trigger or set the person off, because you know that that can cause more trama upon trauma and layers of mental obsessions that is just not a good thing if it's not treated or you're not informed. That is exactly what is happening.
Thank you for that. That is so important. As we've been building our relationship and as we've been, merging, one of the things that I will say over and over again, I was so grateful that when we first met, I say I knew Robbie, your wife, before I actually met her, because of the integrity and because you put that up front and you talked about that. And that also was a way for me to start building that trust because of the way that you held your wife in such high esteem. And it's important for us to understand that as we're working through our trauma, first becoming aware of it and then also being aware of our own triggers. So trust was a huge trigger for me. And so Coach Mike helped to bridge that, that it was okay and it was a safe space. And that's important for people that have gone through or that are suffering with trauma, even trauma that you don't know about, being in a safe place. Because when you've been through trauma, safety is so important. And those triggers are very, very, very important that you know your own triggers and that you can inform other people around you. In a way, like I didn't even have to consciously talk to Coach Mike about it because he was already, was already coaching. He was already, just knew how to handle somebody that had been in trauma.
Right. Well, being a certified life coach and a certified trauma practitioner and a certified recovery and addiction coach, those educational, practical experiences put in the real life element of what we go through in real life, but it gave us a clinical type guiding position on how to deal with self first. Because if you can't deal with self trauma, you can't help somebody else with somebody else's trauma because you haven't took care of your own mental obsessions when it comes to yourself. So that's the first thing that I did. Now, what I do may not work for you, but in this trauma arena, there are so many different methods and techniques and systems and processes and procedures. One of them will work. So I'm just going to share what worked with me as we continue to go along our journey. And
Absolutely.
that's one. And that's one of the systems and processes and procedures that work for me is how to avoid trauma with women while you're building a relationship. So I decided to say, every time I speak, or the majority of the time that I speak, I'm going to let the crowd know that I'm married. I've been married how many years? And I always say, I know I would be successful, but I wouldn't be as successful if it wasn't for my wife. And that avoids trauma because, when you get suited and booted sometime and get up on the stage, people misunderstand your intentions. That's business casual or just business dressed. So when you dress like that, infatuation kicks in sometimes from in the audience. If you don't set the record straight from the very beginning of what your intentions are, why you're there, why you're speaking, and that you are married, that takes away a whole lot of, ooh, girl, that guy's fine. Or the opposite. Ooh, girl, that girl is fine. When he or she gets off the stage, I'm gonna go talk to them. But once I said I'm married and my wife of 26 years, and sometimes I'll say she's in the crowd, will you stand up and give her a hand? Or I'll say, well, all of the men stand up. Why don't you give all of the women in the audience a hand? So I try to defuse a trauma-related situation when it comes to men and women well before it happens. So when it does happen, then there's a different conversation. Because like Lisa Nichols says, when you know that you know that you know that you know, then you get a different conversation.
And that is so good. That's so good. Especially like when, when you're in business and you are, working with the opposite sex. And like you said, that infatuation can kick in and there's, boundaries that sometimes are not respected. And so I just applaud you for that. I think that is great. I think that a lot of people can learn from that. And again, learning what triggers. And in different settings or different arenas with different people. So I think you have that down pat, Coach Mike. I think that might be wink wink another book, because I think that needs to be it needs to be talked about and discussed. And you are so funny because when we are together, we are creating, and it's like a constant. I have a pen and a piece of paper out because it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to be able to be co-creator with somebody of Coach Mike's stature and status. So back into the Get Trauma Informed, this whole movement came out of wanting to understand, wanting to help other people understand. I hear people take light of the triggers all the time, and that is not something to take light of, So in continuing this conversation on relationship capital, I am just so, excited about being able to build healthy relationships because, again, coming from a trauma background, I didn't have a lot of healthy examples of what, building healthy relationships were. And then coming into this trauma movement and understanding, going through, years of training. Understand how important it is to build healthy relationships and to have a healthy community around you to help you reach your goals and to help you to work through your trauma. So go ahead, Coach Mike.
Exactly. And I come from a different background. And that might be why we can ebb and flow because of the differences. I'm more empathetic and sympathetic, and I can juggle both hats. My upbringing background is even right now today, as we speak, is April the 16th. From my elementary school days, there's about 20 or 30 female friends that I still am in contact today. And my wife knows most of them. Passed that on to high school. That makes it about 50 to 60 that we are still in contact today from over 40, 50 years ago. And then on to the college ranks of the friends that I've met, and then over to the basketball fans, because I played basketball in college and overseas in Europe. So I have a plethora of ladies that I know, And the one thing I did, they always know I'm married. And I invited them over to the house one day. My wife was upstairs sleeping. And I said, "You guys got to meet my wife." So I went and got some Subway sandwiches and cut them all up and put some chips together. And I did the spread on the table. Six or seven of my high school girlfriends came, friend girls, not girlfriends, friend girls came over. And we sat down and ate and had a business meeting. And then my wife finally came downstairs because I think she was on vacation that day. But she does do all-nighters and she does sleep late sometimes. So it was either one or the other. And my friends were just so amazed that I was open enough with my wife to share my friends with her. And just like Dr. Liz, too, well, my attitude is if you can't be her friend, then you can't be my friend.
Oh, that's
Because that would cause trauma in my marriage. And I love all my friends, but I love my wife. So that's a big difference.
I
I
hear that.
love my wife, but I love my friends too. I hug them. I can. So, men, this is something especially for you. This is how you can avoid trauma in your relationship. When you're with a woman, AKA, like, well, I went up to Detroit a couple of times without my wife. My wife went with me on the book signing. It had a good book signing. And then I went on another event without my wife. And I was the same way with Dr. Liz and those women that I was as if my wife would have been there. So therefore, you do not have to change who you are, how you act, or how you feel, or what you do, or what you say, if you know what the line is that you do not cross. And then that energy and that vibe transcends into the women that you're associated with, and you get a lot of sisters. You get a lot of sisters. I can call Dr. Liz if I need something. And guess what? My wife can call on the other phone if she needs something. She's got to say, "Click, I'm talking to your husband. Hold on, I'm talking to your wife. Hold on, I'm talking to your husband." So that's what we mean about building a solid relationship with a female being married. But for you single guys, it's the same thing as well, though. Respect the single woman so you don't put cause trauma in her life or your life. Because I can set my phone down. Like this morning, before we got on this call, I stepped out the room. My wife said, "Your phone rang." And I said, "Well, who is it?" She said, "Such and such." I said, "Answer it." She said, "No, I'm just want to let you know who it was." So she has full autonomy. I don't have my phone, guys. I don't have to have my car. I don't have to have my money. I don't have to have my keys. I don't have to have anything because we're fully transparent. Do we agree to disagree all the time? Yes, we always agree to disagree, but we don't always have the same opinion sometimes. But we talk it out, we work it out because in a marriage or in a business relationship, what is the end result? And if you know the end result along that journey, that helps to stop traumatic issues in friendships or relationships, ladies and gentlemen, and Dr. Liz.
I love that. There were so many nuggets that Coach Mike just dropped in that, and in what he just shared. It integrity, and I think a lot of people don't understand the boundaries of a healthy relationship. And so when you are open to it, it's so freeing, and it's such a difference. It's a paradigm shift from being in relationships that were not healthy to being in relationships that were healthy. And this has been a prayer for me that God would put healthy people into my life and people that we could share this ebb and flow with. And so going back to the conversation that Coach Mike just said about he and Robbie, it's been funny and I love it. I love how sometimes I tease you guys about this tug of war, and the sisterhood. And I had to bring up the sisterhood. He said, "I love, love, love Robbie, you guys." I have to tell you, I love, love Robbie too. So there is a tug of war, but I love it. And it's amazing. And it's amazing what you can accomplish when you're on the same page and you're going in the same direction. And I used to say that situations aren't complicated. It's people that make them complicated because you can have these amazing, wonderful relationships. And like you said, Coach Mike, you have all these sisters. Can you imagine all of these people pouring into your life and you pouring into their lives? How much more you can accomplish, when you don't have to, kind of look side, through what is it, through your peripheral vision and see if somebody is poking holes in your boat over here. That's what solid relationship capital is all about. It's about building healthy relationships. And I think the way to get to healthy relationships is to work on yourself and do your self work. This has been years and years of work for myself. And I'm transparent about coming from trauma, working through trauma. And, again, I'll say over and over, I am so grateful for Coach Michael Bart Matthews and for his wonderful wife, Robbie, because that, started the wheel of great relation, wholesome relationships. And so we're talking about relationships and trauma today. And so you can, like Coach Michael just said, we can re-traumatize other people by not walking in the integrity that he just talked about.
And also, by looking in the mirror, I'm gonna go to the late Michael Jackson. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. So that's how you can literally work on yourself by not pointing a finger at somebody else first. Look at yourself as I look at myself in the mirror. And sometimes, if I'm not up to par, then I'm not happy with the reflection that's staring back at me. Because Carter G. Woodson said, if you want to have a intelligent conversation, sometimes you have to talk to yourself. So when you look in the mirror and you talk to yourself, just have an honest, intelligent conversation when you're doing your own personal self-assessment. Because when you can be honest with yourself and you can admit where you do not measure up, when it comes to relationships, when it comes to business, when it comes to being trauma informed or not, when it comes to friendships, then you can change the way you look at things, and the things you look at will change.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just a little, I'm going to say shameless plug here. We do have a book coming up, a book project, The Pathway to Recovery. And a lot of the things that we're talking about, and even more, I mean, we have poured into this book. And so if you're looking to work through some of your trauma, or even just understanding the trauma, or even trauma around you, if you're looking to become more trauma informed, you're going to look out for that book that will be coming soon. So it's just been an honor and a privilege to work on those type of projects with you, Coach Mike. So I just wanted to thank you for those opportunities.
Yes,
Go
let
ahead.
me just add a little bit to the book. And
Yes.
it's an international book. We have two authors from the beautiful country of South Africa, a film script writer from Lebanon, and let's pray for her. They're in a war-torn area right now, and Israel and Iran are going at it, and Lebanon is close by, and I communicate with on a daily basis. So let's throw some prayer. And she's going through some trauma, which you will read in her story as well. And we have another lady from the Netherlands, and we have Dr. Liz and myself and other ladies from the United States. We have help services in the book. Three certified recovery coaches are in the book as well. So we put together a real team of people who will shed the light on their childhood, adolescence, and adult trauma, and bullying as well. Bullying causes trauma as well. So we'll touch on a plethora of subjects. And I don't think that was a shameless plug because it fits right into being trauma informed. This book is not a book that's a regular book where you would just hear simplistic stories. You will hear things that people suffer in silence from, which causes ongoing trauma through the different phases of your childhood, your adolescence, and your adult life. Now, to write this book, all of the authors had to level up their mental obsessions into the mentality and let the adult take over, because the trauma that we all speak of happened in our childhood and our adolescence, and a portion of it happened in our adult lives. But we had to be the senior adult mentality and say, this information is a global phenomenon because it's a global problem, and it can help strengthen and build the relationships between men and women and all of the people who are suffering in silence from trauma-related issues that may not even know what it was or what
Absolutely.
it is, Doc.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to piggyback on that too, trauma is progressive. So oftentimes we feel like, okay, we're on the other side of it because we just, time has passed. But one thing I really want everybody to understand, and we bring this point home, is that trauma is progressive. If you don't deal with it and you just swallow it or bury it, it will get worse. And so it will come out in one of the unopportune times. You may be in traffic, and now we have this huge, what is it? When we get I can't even think of it right now, but when we get angry in traffic, and you blow up and you just go there, and it may not even be, maybe something small where traffic is holding you up or somebody cut you off, but trauma will show up in an unopportune time. And so it is progressive. And that's why we're pushing this Get Trauma Informed movement, because if you're more aware of it, we can get more people recovered and realigned. Coach Mike, how has trauma empowered and inspired you?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is sponsored by Oasis Wellness Centers, home of Soothing Salve, an organic pain relief salve infused with over 30 natural herbs. It fights inflammation, provides pain relief, relieves stiffness, relieves dry and itchy skin, and it also improves circulation. Oasis Wellness Center's mission is dedicated to relieving pain, promoting relaxation, and restoring mobility. In order to grab your jar today, contact us at www.oasiswellnessctrs.com. Now we return to our Get Trauma Informed conversation.
Wow, it has turned my whole mentality upside down, inside out. It shaked it, it baked it, and it put it in the crock pot and made me a new person.
Wow.
It made me a new person because I was, let me share how I got into this first. This is part of the answer to the question though. Dr. Liz and I has been doing a wellness coach, Liz. I call her so many different things, so please forgive me. She has a hat on with that Detroit tilt on. I'm a Chi-Town guy, so man is the Chi-Town Dobbs. But she was on a call and she thought of me. She said, Coach Mike, she just called me up and said, jump on this call. I think this is something you'll like. I jumped on. She says, only take 5 minutes. Yeah, she tricked me. I jumped on the call and 9 months later, I was certified along with Dr. Liz as a, what were we certified at?
You said the different certifications,
yes.
A certified abuse recovery coach, yep. A certified addiction recovery coach,
and a trauma practitioner,
a trauma recovery practitioner, we had a special counselor's license. Mm-hmm. And we also were certified as ministers.
Okay, now to further answer the question, because of that educational training and because of the trauma that I went through from childhood up until I went through the course, I had no idea of some of the things that I went through. So I was able to sit back, close my eyes, push rewind for as far back as I can remember, and just repeat instances and situations and get a better understanding, get a better grip, get a better direction on, first of all, it wasn't my fault and it's not your fault. At certain ages, certain things are not your fault if you're uninformed. But once you become informed and you continue to break the law, break the patterns, cross the line, then it is your fault. But in this case, childhood and adolescence, if we are not taught, it's not your fault. And that was the case with me. But I was able to analyze and dissect and say, wow. Dr. Liz, do I have time to just share another quick story about my adolescent trauma?
Absolutely, you do.
Oh, wow. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. I'm smiling because I can freely talk about it. And when you understand trauma, the 100 pounds of emotional baggage is lifted off of your back, and you can fly like an eagle in the sky and just live a better mental, physical, spiritual, emotional, financial relationship with yourself and then with others. That's why you see me smiling a lot. But trauma is really nothing to smile about. But if you can go through it and then teach yourself how to deal with it, and more importantly, understand it in other people, you can have that relationship capital that's needed because you are now trauma-informed. I shared this conversation with my wife and with Dr. Liz. This is when in my adolescent days, because I don't want to tell a long story because we don't have a lot of time, so I want to just get it in really quick. Around in my junior year of high school, I was dating a girl. Let's call her Nikki for the sake of this story. And she lived in the projects in Chicago. Now, there's nothing wrong with people who live in the projects. A lot of my best friends live there, so I'm not putting her down. I'm just painting the picture of where the trauma could have came in at, so you guys could know it as well. But she had kept asking me. Her mother wanted to come see me because I was one of the star players on the basketball team, and we were in competition to win the state championship. And her mother wanted to meet me before that happened. And I kept saying no, kept saying no. My senior year comes. She kept saying, "Moms want to meet you." I said, against my intuition, my sixth sense, my internal guidance system, I said, "Okay, one time won't hurt." My father gives me a car. We drive down to the projects. We park in front, get out the car. About eight or nine people who look like elementary kids were standing out front. And they spoke to her. They said, "Hey, Mickey, how you doing?" And they spoke back. So I knew they knew him. So that made me feel good. But they gave me the customary nod. So I gave him the customary nod too. And that's how you speak sometimes, nonverbal. Walked up, ate dinner, met her parents. Everything was fine. We came back down, and those same six or seven guys put a gun up to my head after calling my girlfriend by her name, so they knew each other. And the first thing they told her was, "You better not tell because your family lives in the building and we'll kill every one of them." So they decided to rob me. They robbed her. I took the little bit of money I had, took my car keys, and an angel. I call him an angel. I don't know who he is today. Came out the building and started shooting up in the air so they can run away, which they did run away. But then they got bored and turned around and started shooting at us. I said, "Oh my God, what's going on?" So after the shots was over, I was cool. I was okay. No blood, no hurt, no pain. But my girlfriend was shot in the leg and she was bleeding. She was hollering and crying. I'm 16 at the time, so I had no experience on how to deal with this. The angel helped me pick her up, put her in the back of my car, gave me the address to the closest hospital, and said, "Take her to the ER and tell the truth." All of that happened. I'm pacing back and forth. What's going on? And the doctors finally came out and said, "She's okay." But then the police came and said, "You're going to have to get a lineup so you can look at the guys who did the shooting." And to end the story, Mickey said, "Mike, remember what they said? If we point them out, they're going to kill my whole family." So that was more, it was traumatic for me not to tell on them, but it was traumatic for my girlfriend because we got robbed, got shot at, and couldn't tell on the perpetrators, and her family was going to be killed if we did. Fast forward a year later, go off to college, come back. I get a letter from her cousin saying that she was killed in a head-on car accident. Now, after having a year worth of trauma back to back, one she almost got killed, the other one she did get killed. Can you imagine 16, 17 years old going through this with no coaching, no training, no spiritual advisor, other than my parents saying it's going to be okay? That's all I had to deal with. So I started spiraling out of control. And other avenues, which we can have another podcast, and I will finish the story because we don't want to run out of time. We want to be respectful. But I, after going through the class, now you never tell a story without a point. You never make a point without a story. After going through the class and getting my certifications, I was able to push rewind on all of that, and now I'm free of it. I can share the story openly, even though it's not a happy story, it's not a happy ending, but it's a story that you know that we as coaches go through trauma as well. And if you use the man in the mirror approach and speak your truth and allow the world to hear your truth, people will come up to you and talk to you and share your story, like our Pathway to Recovery book that's coming up. More than my story is in that book, and so is Dr. Liz's story, and so is the other authors who shared real, true case study scenarios about trauma-informed situations, but more importantly, how we paradigm shift from not just surviving, but to thriving. And if we could do it, so can you.
Wow, Coach Mike, I'm absolutely mesmerized from hearing that, and I've heard the story before, but hearing it again in in this time, and so I'm so thankful for you, thankful to you for sharing that story, because we all can see how trauma has touched all of us. And in wrapping up, the last question, what would you say to someone facing trauma, which you pretty much already summed up when you said, look at the man in the mirror. And so what could you say, what would you say to someone that is facing trauma?
I would definitely get on Dr. Liz's mailing list so you can get this trauma-informed book that we have coming out titled Pathway to Recovery from 14 phenomenal writers from around the world. And we speak our truth. And I'll end with the poem titled Friends, because Dr. Liz is my trusted true friend, and each and every one of you is as well. And it goes something like this: when two people meet and become friends, they develop a relationship where both people win. Trust and respect the two will share. That's only because they really do care. Male or female, it does not matter. They always find the time to chatter. Friends support one another's goals and dreams because they have built a real special team. All for one and one for all. If I need my friend, he or she will answer the call. Friends are rare, but they are all around. Let our friendship, Dr. Liz, last. Don't ever let me down.
Oh my goodness. Oh, what a wonderful way to end that podcast. Again, Coach Mike, thank you so very much. You all, I mean, goodness, the best is yet to come. And we will be posting information in the description box to where you can get our information, get our books, and you can get on our mailing list and such. Again, Coach Mike, I appreciate you. Thank you.
And it was a, as my good friend, I'm a certified speaker from Dr. James Dilley and Les Brown. But as my good friend Les Brown says, because I don't want to steal his thunder, so I have to edify him and say, it's a plum pleasing pleasure. Every time Dr. Liz and I get together for whatever it is, she put me on the hot seat moment today. As you can see, you can tell my energy and my enthusiasm. Nothing was scripted because we take the time to do the work. And when you know that you know the end in mind, your trauma-related issues don't have to burden you for the remainder of your life. And that will be my close.
Thank you again, and bye for now.
Bye for
It's time to buckle up. No more suffering in silence. Our Power Pack journey to recovery and realignment starts now. Remember, you were collateral damage on someone else's warpath. Trauma is not your fault. Recovery, however, is your responsibility. I'm your host, wellness coach Liz Blanding, and this is the Get Trauma Informed podcast.